It's a cold April day, and Plymouth South High leads Scituate 3-1 in the top of the fourth inning. The umpire has widened the strike zone to get kids swinging and move the game along because it's very cold.
Let's go, guys, let's go.
He's a short guy, he's pretty nondescript, but if you look really closely on the bottom of his face mask, you can see these stickers that look like little flags. They're yellow, red, green. They're medals from Vietnam. And while he proudly wears them here, he dislikes talking about this time in his life.
Yeah, I don't like this stuff. When you asked me for this interview, it was not something I really wanted to do. Twice I was going to call you back and say no.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know. My lottery number was 13. I was going. No matter what, I was going to be drafted. I didn't want to go in the Army, and if I was going in the Army, my thoughts was this: I may not come back. So I decided the toughest and the best is the Marines. I'll never forget coming off the plane in Da Nang, taking that last step into about 3 feet of mud, pouring rain. It was just like you'd been in a sewer. And boy, did I know I screwed up. I got shipped off to a place called Way. Craters everywhere. Half a building's torn away. The bullets were flying. I was a machine gunner, M60. You kept moving. You just move in a zigzag manner from building to building, shooting our way in, shooting our way back, grabbing the wounded and the dead that were left behind. I did that for about a week and a half, 10 days. I didn't get close to anybody. I don't think I knew one guy's last name. I didn't know I was doing it at the time, to be honest with you. It was some kind of protective mechanism. I was Boston. A guy from Chicago was Chi-Town or whatever. Guys from Maine, they were maniacs. If I knew this was Bob Kelly from Chicago and he was gone tomorrow, they'd really do a number on your head.
After Way, Kevin got shipped north to a place called Anwa. He and a team would get dropped into the jungle so they could search for and destroy the Viet Cong. Day after day, that was his job. And it was at this time that his service and his life took a pretty big turn.
It was an ambush, yeah. I got wounded. They tell me the guy in front of me got shot and got killed.
Did you pass out? Do you not remember?
No, I remember most of it. I got hurt.
Next thing he remembers is waking up in a medical tent and seeing a white tag around his toe. For a second, he thought he was dead. But then he saw on the tag it said CONUS.
C-O-N-U-S. And I said to the guy next, what's this? He said, oh, good for you. That means continental United States. You're going home, kid. I was feeling a lot better then.
When he got back home, he was 19. I asked him if he regrets not learning anyone's name, since it would be that much harder to track down some of the guys that he fought with, but he doesn't. He says a group of vets that fought in the Battle of Way do have a reunion every year, and he donates to them, but he's never been.
I don't want to remember it. In my opinion, there's nothing to reminisce, nothing to talk about. You know, who knows that this interview might help somebody else? It's kind of what I'm thinking about. There's life after the service if you want it to be.
Today, Corporal Kevin Joyce is behind home plate. And those decals on the bottom of his face mask, his medals, there's one for service, there's one for good conduct, and there's a campaign medal. But that was 50 years ago. Right now, it's the top of the fourth. The bases are loaded. And from behind that mask, he's calling the shots. For WCAI in Plymouth, I'm Otis Gray.